欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。
Yes, welcome back.
This is Pian Pian.
And this is Sarah. Thanks for joining us again today.
七月整个月呢都是特别特别忙哈，我们。那今天我和 Sarah 呢赶紧来给大家补作业。
Yes, last time we talked about the popular drama A Dream of Splendor.
上次呢我们聊到了 A Dream of Splendor, 梦华录。那我们俩就商量说等我们两个都看完了四十集之后再来做一期节目。
Yes, so I'm sorry I took so long to finish, but now both of us have watched all 40 episodes.
Yeah!
So I definitely feel like we need to talk about it. Did you like it?
还可以。其实我看完最大的收获呀是受梦华录的启发。我们一席大院呢做了一个半遮面同款的竹篱笆门。大家可以到公众号一席文化的本篇推送当中看一下一席竹门的照片哈。那继续来讲，总体来讲呢 A Dream of Splendor 我还是很喜欢很推荐给大家的。
Yes, I did too. There were so many aspects or parts that I really enjoyed.
比如呢？
So let's start with the plot or story.
Yeah.
I really appreciated the balance of events throughout the story.
The balance of events, 就是事件的一个平衡哈。
There were so many storylines, many different things happening to many different characters all at the same time.
那么就需要这个讲故事的人呢，有这种 the balance of events throughout the story.
Exactly. But while there was action, romance, humor, and despair,
sure.
I think...The drama had a good balance of all of these events, but not too much of one.
Exactly. Good balance. 这样就比较 realistic and interesting, 因为现实生活就这样的哈。
Yeah, exactly. I think it was more realistic and interesting to watch knowing that sometimes the main characters had victory, and sometimes they had trouble.
对，其实只有小朋友才会相信坏人总是输的 villains always lost.
Yes. If only good things happened and the villains always lost, it would not have been as captivating.
Captivating. 事件内容比较丰富哈，并且有一个很好的一个平衡，那使这部剧呢非常的 captivating. 看完梦华录之后，Sarah，你最喜欢的第二点是什么呢？
Well, I also really liked how the characters changed and developed throughout the drama.
人物的成长线。
I think most of the characters were dynamic. That means they changed and they grew during the drama.
The characters were dynamic. 具体是什么意思呢？
Well, that means no one was perfect. Everyone changed and grew during the drama.
就人物都在成长，是动态的。The characters were dynamic. 比如说这个宋引章哈，他的变化就特别的 obvious.
Yeah, so some of these changes are obvious. Like, for example, we got to watch younger characters like Yin Zhang or Chen Lian and Zhao Di mature.
Yeah.然后这个引章的这个变化特别大哈 Her changes are obvious.
Very. So timid Yin Zhang learns more about herself and the world, and she becomes stronger as a person and as a woman.
Song Yin Zhang was timid, but she becomes stronger as a person. 然后还有你刚才说的这个陈莲。
Yeah, so youthful Chen Lian becomes more confident as a soldier and as a leader, the more experience he has working under Qian Fan.
是的。还有这个赵地你还注意到他了。
Yeah, so Zhao Di was very independent, but she learns that she can rely on others,while still being a strong woman.
Yeah.
So when we first meet her, she dresses like a boy, you know, to be tough. But by the end of the drama, she's wearing girl clothes.
Yeah, 而且还那么美哈，网上都有人说那天晚上她比主角都要美，主要是她不再拒绝她的 femininity, 就是女性美了。
Yeah, so by living with three unique women, she learns that she doesn't have to reject her femininity,to be respected or considered strong.
对，所以就是说一个强大的女性其实也是可以 rely on others, 对吧？这个都是可以的。 那么这一点呢就是这部剧的一个底色出来了，就是 strong female lead, 大女主剧。
Mm. Yeah, and this connects to another aspect or part I really enjoyed.The strong female characters.
Strong female characters, 大女主的这样一个角色哈。你们这个美国 girl 应该会更喜欢吧？
Well, I liked that the three main heroines, or female heroes, they all wanted love and they pursued love, but finding a man was not the most important thing to them.
对，他们追求爱，但是不沉迷于此哈。
Yeah.Even when they had relationships, they were always reminding themselves and each other that they still needed to be self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient. 就无论在任何情况之下都要 self-sufficient. 自给自足的能力是要有的。
Because even today this is true,ladies. A man does not fix all of your problems.
No, a man doesn't fix all your problems.我们的人生问题呢，如果指望男人来解决的话，那我们可能就会成为一个 problem.
Yeah, and sometimes, as the drama shows us, a man can cause many of your problems.
Classic.
Yeah. Well, even when they had moments of weakness, like having a hot temper, acting spoiled, or maybe making a foolish choice. It was cool to see like Pan-R, San-Yang, and Yin-Zhang all had their unique gifts and strengths.
对，三位女主呢都是有功夫在身上的。她们有哪些天赋让你比较的 impressive?
Yeah, like Pan-R had special life experience that gave her insight into politics and communicating with others.
赵盼儿的这个 insight into politics, 对于政治啊还有人情的这种洞见，对吧？
She was also a tea master, and I learned a lot about tea culture from her.
A tea master, 茶艺大师。
San-Yang had less education and training than the other two women, but she was very loyal.
而且呢还厨艺惊人。
She was also quite wise and an amazing chef, amazing baker.
那尹章呢他的这个 gift 就更加的明显了哈。
And while Yin Zhang was the most musically gifted with her pipa throughout the drama, she proved herself to be capable and clever as well.
总之呢，这是一个 strong team.
Yeah, they did a great job creating all the characters, but not just the main three.
因为还有这个 supporting characters, 比如说欧阳旭。
Yeah.I liked what the drama did with Ouyang Shu and Du Chengfeng's characters.
这怎么说呢?
So at the beginning, we can feel sympathy or we feel bad for Ouyang Shu.
Yeah.
Because he studied hard and he was put in a difficult situation.
对,一开始其实我也是 feel sympathy for Ouyang Shu. 很同情他。
Yeah, he makes some poor choices, but...Early in the drama, it's easy to feel bad for him or to pity him.
Exactly. 但是后面他就开始黑化特别明显了。
Yeah, but later in the drama, he becomes more selfish.
Yeah, becomes more selfish.
He goes from protecting others to protecting himself. And then at the end, he just wants revenge. He is out.For revenge.
He is out for revenge. 就纯粹是为了报仇了哈。
Yeah, so at the end of the drama, I think everyone was ready to see him killed.
Yeah, 就是临了了了，这部剧最大的反派居然是欧阳旭。
Yeah, but I will say that the episode where he eats dirt was very uncomfortable to watch.
Definitely. Eating dirt 在汉语当中呢叫吃土。你知道吧？就是说 ，I'm broken。那么这个月我要吃土了。
But okay, a more positive change to a male character was Du Chengfeng.
杜长风，哎，你是怎么看待他的呢
？So at the beginning, I did not like him.
Why?
Well, he was annoying.And clumsy.
对，一开始的这个形象是这样的哈，就是又讨厌 annoying， 而且呢还特别的 clumsy， 很笨拙哈，尤其是不戴他那副爱戴的时候。
Yeah, And he tried to convince Zhao Panar to be a concubine.
的确是，还去劝说这个赵盼儿要去当欧阳旭的这个 concubine。的确是 annoying and clumsy.
Yeah, I was not a fan. I was happy when San Yang threw him into the river.
就那个吧，上过微博热搜的 ，It was trending on Weibo.
Yeah, I felt like it was justice.
That was justice.
Yeah.But I like that without his friendship with Ouyang Shu, we saw more of his personality.
那你是怎么理解这个杜长风这个角色的呢？
Well, his biggest problem was a lack of confidence. He didn't believe in his own abilities, and his students and other people did not respect him because he did not respect himself.
非常有道理 ,makes sense.他的这个最大的问题呢，就是 a lack of confidence, 缺乏自信哈。
Yes, which is why I loved him spending more time at the tea house, because he became more confident thanks to San Yang. He also became more charming and sweet.
这男人一有了这个 confidence 之后呢，就会变得 charming and sweet.
Oh, so...I do have a question.
Yeah, what is it?
Will eating pork liver really help my eyes become stronger?
Definitely, 吃猪肝明目，中国人都知道。所以呢，你的这个问题哈 ,eating pork liver will really help your eyes become stronger.
That's good to know, because I don't know much about traditional Chinese medicine, which many foreigners say TCM for short.
TCM.
But...I think some of it's really interesting in the drama.
Yeah, of course. 中医博大精深。
Yeah, like eating pork liver or drinking spiced wine to help with headaches and stress or having acupuncture.
Yeah, acupuncture, 针灸是很有用的。My father-in-law, 我公公偏瘫就是针灸治好的。
Oh, 真的。I think Chinese ancient medicine was really interesting because I know that many of these treatments are still used today.
Yeah, 中医有很多呢是在我们日常生活当中呢只是百姓日用而不知而已。
So watching the drama made me want to do more research about this because it's very interesting.
这个帮助你这个美国姑娘更加了解中国的传统文化了哈。我很好奇哈，从你的角度，你觉得这部剧有哪些小问题呢？
So, those are all the things I really enjoyed about the drama, but the things I disliked, it's a small list.
首先呢？
I did not like Triane's character.
你不喜欢 Triane's character, 不喜欢这个人物哈，为什么？
对啊He didn't seem to be a bad guy overall, but his immaturity annoyed me.
Immaturity, 就是池雅内在美国女性的眼里的确是太幼稚了。
Yeah, I think maybe his character's purpose was mostly comedy.
对，他是为了搞笑而存在的，是为了这个 comedy.
Yeah, but I don't think he was very funny most of the time.
是吗？我觉得他很好玩呀，你不觉得好笑吗？
Well, I thought...Gu Qianfan was funnier than him, and Gu Qianfan was a more serious character.
那我猜你也肯定很讨厌孙三娘的儿子。
Exactly. I also didn't like San Yang's son. I don't think we were supposed to like him.
No.
And he was disciplined at the end of the drama.
对，他就是一个典型的熊孩子。
对啊，but he was another person I was happy to see get thrown in the river.
但是亲儿子的话，孙三娘应该不舍得 throw into the river.
Yeah, I might be a little mean. But I think the show was so good. Most of the things that I disliked were just characters. Everything was really great.
只是个别的角色不太喜欢，其他的还是很棒的哈。你会推荐给你其他的美国朋友去看这部剧吗？
Yeah, I would definitely recommend the show to some of my American friends.
都推荐给谁了？
Oh, I also told my husband he needs to watch it.
然后他看了吗？
So, yeah, I have a few friends in America that like to watch Asian dramas, and I think it's a good way for foreigners to learn more about ancient Chinese culture, customs, geography, and more.
Yeah, exactly. 然后通过这部剧呢，可以去 do some research, 然后了解到更多哈。
Yeah, and they can also become more familiar with Chinese actors and actresses.
Exactly.
So, if you or any of our listeners have other Chinese dramas that you or they enjoy, I would love to know about them because after watching A Dream of Splendor, I'm looking forward to watching other Chinese dramas.
对 ,exactly. 你看像看了这个 Dream of Splendor 之后、Sarah 就对 Tea Culture, 中国的茶文化特别的感兴趣。我们在录这个节目之前呢，我就给他讲了很多的关于这个中国的茶文化跟日本的茶文化以及韩国的茶文化有什么样的区别和不同。
I loved it, and I hope our listeners enjoyed it as well.
嗯哼，那我们亲爱的听众朋友们，你们听了这个节目之后，如果你们有什么想说的、想表达的，或者说想要继续推荐给 Sarah 去看的，可以留言告诉我们。
Great. So, thanks for joining us today, listeners. And remember to share some of your favorite dramas.
期待你们的留言。This is 翩翩
and Sarah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And I'm close friends. Wish I'd get you out of my mind, and you'd let me slip through the great divide. But you